time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's everything you love about Sportsbet, from racing to sport, but with your mates. Jump on the Sportsbet app today. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Molloy. Hi, Dave. How goes?
Good, Mickey. How are you, mate?
Still milking your birthday?
A little bit.
We will get to you later. You blubbed on the show. You've been denying it. We'll have the evidence.
It didn't happen.
We'll get to that. Couple of big guests coming up today. Kitty Flanagan's on the show. Have you been paying attention tonight?
Hey, you're on it.
I am.
With Kitty.
With Kitty. It'll be a battle royale.
Can't wait.
To take the chockies. So we'll get to the bottom of that. Nellie Meadows will do her sports wrap. There's so much in world sport. The US Open's been won and run. Ben Simmons is under the pump.
Yeah.
It will be a Tokyo update. And Usain Bolt has had a child.
Oh, well done.
Twins.
Oh, really?
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, part of your deal.
We'll get to the bottom of that. There's a chick flick alert, and it's an important one to get your head around.
Okay, thanks for the warning.
Barnaby Joyce is, as we speak, or could be, new...
Deputy PM.
Well, he could be acting PM. The other bloke's in quarantine.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Come on.
Let's get into
it, huh? So much to digest on a Monday.
You can get involved too. Take your calls, take your tweets. 133-53 is a number. It's a Monday Molloy, and it starts right now.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Next one, have you been paying attention tonight, 840 Channel 10, with Kitty Flanagan, who will join us in the second hour of the show.
In the meantime, huge news out of Canberra. Barnaby Joyce has thanked the Nationals after winning back leadership from Michael McCormack. Huge news. He spent 3 years on the back bench after getting himself in a bit of strife.
Is that 3 years ago?
3 years ago, and he's just been biding his time, and bang, he is back.
Yeah.
And what worries me is not only is he leader of the Nationals, but I think that might catapult him straight. Can someone check this out? Into acting Prime Minister.
Because the Nationals' deputy PM was Michael McCormack.
Well, I think he was acting Prime Minister, was he not? Uh-huh. I mean, our Prime Minister is in quarantine. He's sitting at home on his own for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
is he in hotel quarantine or was he?
Oh, no. He's at the lodge.
Oh, he gets his own.
Or maybe the Australian club. Who knows?
Okay.
He'll be there. You may remember Joyce got himself into trouble by having a sexual relationship with one of his staffers.
Yeah, that's right.
Victoria Campion. Vicky Campion.
Yeah, that's it.
And as such, he was single-handedly responsible for the introduction of Malcolm Turnbull's Bonk Band.
Remember the Bonk Band? It was.
Right. You've been misbehaving when your behaviour institutes a Bonk Band across the board.
Yeah.
Look, I think we've got him here. So we'll roll you through some of his
highlights.
Let's
have a bit of a tie line.
But let's have a listen. This is him explaining what he had been up to.
I am very aware of the Ministerial Code of Conduct. It is without a shadow of a doubt that Vicky Campion is my partner now. But when she worked in my office, she was not my partner. When she worked in Matt Canavan's office, she was not my partner. And Damien Drum was not a minister.
Okay.
Put your pecker back in your pants, pal. You're on the job.
Right.
You can't do both, is how that works.
Yeah.
Such was the importance of this story. It actually made world news.
It did.
Here's John Oliver covering it in America.
Joyce is a social conservative who opposed same-sex marriage in their referendum last year because he believes in traditional family values. And you can probably see where this is going.
The Deputy Prime Minister pleading for privacy after News Corp published photographs of his former media advisor, now heavily pregnant, with his child.
Now, you might think that that is hypocritical, but in reality, Joyce has such incredible family values that he can't restrict them to just one family. The Australian media has understandably jumped on this story like a deputy prime minister with a wife and four children jumping on his 33-year-old former media advisor.
There you have it. Now, famously, he resigned, and you have a listen to the resignation. I'm pretty sure, Dave, like you, he goes the blub.
Oh, stop it.
On Monday morning at the party room, I will step down as the leader of the National Party and Deputy Prime Minister of Australia. It's absolutely important. It's incredibly important. That's be a circuit breaker for Vicky. It'd be a circuit breaker for my unborn child. It'd be a circuit breaker for my daughters.
and it'd be a circuit breaker for Nat. It's got to stop.
Yeah, he's right at the end there, I reckon. Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a quiver. That's the giveaway. You can tell, can't
Yeah, right.
Hey, his most famous act on the world stage was declaring war on two dogs.
I was embarrassed for Australia
this
time.
Pistol and Boo. This is the calibre of the man who's coming back to lead the Nationals. You have to have this guy at the helm. Johnny Depp and Amanda Heard's dogs. Have a listen.
Start letting movie stars, even though they've been the sexiest man alive twice, to come into our nation, then why don't we just break the laws for everybody? So it's time that Pistol and Boo buggered off back to the United States.
That echoed around the world. He would have put them down if he got anywhere near them. He said so himself.
Yeah.
So much so that Depp and Heard were forced to make an apology.
Yep.
Australia is a wonderful island with a treasure trove of unique plants, animals, and people.
It has to be protected.
I'm truly sorry that Pistol and Boo were not declared. Protecting Australia is important.
Declare everything when you enter Australia.
He is hilarious. I don't care what anyone says. He would have gone straight home and snapped one off in his bed after that. Fucking Johnny Depp. That's what he does.
I know, I've heard
There's
that story.
There's always mystery turds turning up in his bed.
Apparently so.
And then Johnny Depp, later on one of the chat shows, described Barnaby Joyce. Okay.
Barnaby Jones. He looks somehow like inbred with a tomato. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not a criticism. I was a little worried. He might explode.
Right.
So there you go. There's something to look forward to from the new Nationals leader.
Acting
PM. He's back in the chair. Well done, Nationals. Mm. You've come a long way since you sacked him three years ago. Well done. Hey, when we come back, who's been stealing stuff from work?
Oh, don't look at me when you say that.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Shortest day of the year.
The hump. We're here.
Yes. So does that mean we still do 2 hours? Or we just concertina it in a little bit?
No, it's 2 hours.
So everything will be slightly shorter.
Well, the daylight. It's all about the daylight. So the days will get longer as of tomorrow. So more sunshine.
Nerd alert yourself. Right. Now do it.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Anyone who knows it's the winter solstice deserves a nerd alert. I'm sorry. Were you one day, were you going to be in the Bureau of Meteorology? Or
I like the
rain gauge.
It's a great astronomical event. And it's officially, I think meteorologists say winter starts on the 1st of December.
Boring.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
But actually, winter starts today, 21st of, what is it?
Oh,
June.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
You're so confident.
No, I peed it out in the end, didn't I?
Bit you of a should whimper. Be wearing a bow tie like Brian Bure.
Whatever, is Brian still... Oh, yeah, I'm sure
Don't you worry.
Okay. I'm sure he's
whatever
fantastic.
You do.
Hope he is.
Hey, high abhor crime in any form.
You sure do.
And when I heard this story, I was furious. 42,000 pounds of missing pistachios has led to a possible illegal pistachio operation.
Oh, a ring.
And according to the statement, the Touchstone Pistachio Company notes that 42,000 pounds... Half pistachios had gone missing during a routine audit.
Oof.
Think it might be a truck driver. Have a listen to the story.
The routine audit in June by the Touchstone Pistachio Company revealed the missing 42,000 pounds of pistachios. On Friday, detectives learned that a tractor trailer with the pistachios had been moved from the Monte Mayor trucking lot in Delano. Detectives say the pistachios were being moved into smaller bags for resale.
Pistachios? Who would have thought?
I'm just thinking of that scene from Scarface at the end, but instead of a big pile of cocaine, it's just a big pile of pistachios. Him sitting there?
Yeah.
I meant to be a pistachio.
By the way, the pistachio, great nut, but it's a lot of work. It's quite labour-intensive.
It's interesting you mentioned that. Jay, can you come in here, please? Because you were seen with some pistachios.
I had some today. We were talking about it in the office.
Today,
I'm going to go down and get some pistachios.
Had some, and then you ran into Dan, and what was the conversation?
Dan Bradley, apparently.
Oh.
Dave, the pistachios you put through his almonds... in order to save approximately
$3. No!
I beg your pardon. What?
By the way, I abhor crime.
No, yeah. I accidentally put in the almonds number into the scales, which was $24 a kilo,
yeah,
and I got the $22 kilo.
And you've done it the same accident 20 days in a row.
It was 80 grams of pistachio, so had I lifted a bit, it would have been 15 cents worth.
15
so
cents.
I'm if, the Coles it's company bit, and West Farmers chef.
Oh, mate, you're going to be sued.
It was an accident.
You'll go
to
jail.
I only realised it when I looked at my packet. Oh, no, I put it through as almonds.
Dave. Do you know what? That would work with most people, but you've got four.
If you get a, if you get a,
who steals chocolates from you know, there was an
agreement between me and Abby. So
if you get a knock on the door tonight,
what?
It's your home. Run, go out the back door.
He won't be leaving.
It's Victoria's finest coming to say hello.
This is ankle bracelet. This is.
It was an honest mistake at the scales of the nut department.
Tomorrow you can buy almonds and put them through at the pistachio price.
That's what I'll do next time. Yeah, I'll make it up. What?
I'm appalled on so many levels.
Innocent mistake.
It doesn't surprise me because we know what you do.
I'll go downstairs and give them 15 cents if that's what you want me to do. If you want me to,
I'd like to see that.
Get the company head on.
Is that the difference, is it?
It was 80 grams pistachios.
Still down.
All right.
You're not in the dock. Yet.
Feels like. Anyway.
Hey, yeah.
Great nut, by the way, that pistachio.
Well, you were just about to say it was terrible.
Labour intensive, but really good when you get to it.
Oh, Dave. 1,333. Yes. £42,000 of.
Which is 19,000 kilograms, by the way.
That is a lot of pistachio.
That's huge.
What would that be worth at almond prices?
A lot of money at $24 a kilo.
Hey, what have you stolen from work? Dave, you can adjudicate this because it's your strong suit. 133353. Let us know. What have you stolen from work? You might win something.
All right, that's it. 133353 is a number.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
We are chock a block with the good stuff today. Oh, yeah. We're wondering what you've stolen from work. 133353. £42,000 of missing pistachios. went missing, traced back to a truck driver who was kind of skiving them off to the side. That's a big haul.
My
in
word.
Pistachio terms. Got us thinking, what have you stolen from work? Blake's on the line. Blake, what did you do?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Now, in my younger years when I was first working at KFC, I went on break and just grabbed a twister on the way out of like the Bay Marie.
Sure. Yeah.
Came back in a couple minutes later and just heard the manager absolutely go and off her head. And I just quietly snuck away into the back corner.
With your twister?
With your twister.
Yeah, just ate the twister in the break room, tried not to get in trouble.
Now, I would have thought that would come with the territory, that you can help yourself to anything that's out there. Do you know, CUB, the greatest brewer in the world.
Of course.
They used to have, in the old days, you could have a six-pack at work.
Is that right?
Yeah, you get you get six pack of beer.
That's
turn up.
Oh, that's pretty
because
good.
They're making it.
You want to make sure
because there's lots of it there.
Quality control.
Now, ergo, I would have thought KFC can spare a friggin' twister.
I think you're right too, or a couple of nuggets at least.
Yeah, no corn, not corn or right potato on gravy.
What about a moist towelette? Could you take one of those with you or not?
Yeah, you can push me, pull you. The old moist towelette. Duke him, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft on its way there for you, Blake.
David's on the line. David, what did you skive off with from work?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Hey, what'd you get?
I used to work at a milk bar, and the lady didn't pay me regularly, so I thought I would take some nudie mags.
The old nudie mags, the ones up the back in plastic.
Yeah.
That's the one, you know, the ones with the seal on them.
Penthouse.
People in picture.
Oh,
People magazine, picture magazine, which had loaded with the good stuff. Funny dunnies, celebrity skid marks.
I only read it for the articles, of course.
No, naturally.
Well, it's perfect for if you're on the toot. I don't see that. I see that as a victimless
crime. Well, if you're not getting paid, I mean, sure, go crazy with your mags.
As long as you're not using them for nefarious things and then putting them back in the rack. David.
No.
Good on you, David. Dwayne's on the line. Dwayne, it wasn't you. Your wife stole something. What was it?
Yeah. I went to pick my wife up from work one day and she walked out with a roast chook.
Oof.
And she said, all right, I'll go pay for this. And we walked around the shop for a bit, couple of seconds. And then we walked on out and forgot all about it. And she got called into the office the next day and got accused of stealing a chook. And I got the blame for it.
Chook gate.
Oh, you took the fall.
So how did they find out that she'd staked? Was she on video or camera? Were they watching
cameras.
Her?
Oh, man, really?
I mean, but you tried to pay for it, didn't you?
Yeah, you...
Well, I had no idea. I just assumed she'd already paid for it.
Was it a good chook?
No, it wasn't very. Really? It was a bit dry.
So what were the ramifications?
She got Dr. Chook.
Out of her pay.
She got Dr. Chook.
Out of her pay.
That's a bit.
Oh, jeez.
It was a bit rough.
It's a bit rough. Well, Duke him, Dave.
Well, in case of Brick Lane
there
draft,
you go. It's had a happy ending.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Brad's on the line. Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, well,
what did you pinch from work, mate?
Well, quite regularly. It wasn't just the other day. It was probably last night, actually. I keep my first aid kit very well stocked, and I get the odd bottle of antibiotics and Panadol and eardrops for my dog. Anything I need, bandages, disinfectant. And, yeah, that's just the job.
What's your point, Brad? What are you saying?
The government looks after the hospital and the hospital looks after me.
Yeah, hang on, you've been stealing from the first aid
Sounds like
kit.
It.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the dispensary, as I'm packing it away, anything that doesn't fit in there fits into my first aid kit.
So, sounds like you might be on something that you've removed from the hospital right now.
I've got a very good first aid kit.
Yeah,
right. My God, Brad. Okay, Brad. Now, Brad, I just hope there's not a nasty accident at work and they go, quick, get the first aid kit.
Yep.
And they open it up and oh, damn
nothing.
It. Ring
nothing
Brad.
Get Brad.
Get
quick.
Brad in. Thanks, Brad. Hey, Jared's on the line. Jared, what'd you steal from work?
Yeah, I stole a 30-kilo anvil once from work.
Okay. How'd you get it out? Did you carry that out?
I tried to carry it, and I ended up getting sick of that and put it in a wheelbarrow and carted it out to the
Did you steal the wheelbarrow too? Or?
Nah, I left the wheelbarrow there.
Why would you choose a 30-kilogram anvil? Well, out of anything you can take from a shop floor, why that?
Expensive, and it was in the way.
So you're kind of clearing out your area to get your anvil. I see. You're making space.
And you use it?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
As a paperweight.
30 kilo paperweight.
Jared, you're an idiot. Emma's on the line. Emma, what'd you steal?
Hello.
What'd you steal from work?
I stole my work uniform.
Which is what?
Well, I used to be an airline hostess many years ago. Mm. I worked in the Middle East, and they specifically said when we leave the company, we're not to take our uniform, and I took mine. I put it in my suitcase and went back to Australia with it.
Wow, there's probably severe punishments for that.
Yeah. That part of Middle East.
From that part of the world.
Yeah,
I don't think they would take...
Do you wear it now, though? Do you kind of put it on?
I do. I put it on for my husband sometimes.
Oxygen masks are about to drop from the ceiling. It's your lucky night, big fella.
Hey, Emma, a case of Brick Lane draft on its way for you and your poon. Appreciate you calling through.
Send me a picture of you in your uniform, please.
Come on. I'm not as good as I was 20 years ago.
The judge of that, don't you worry.
This is Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. Narrowly Meadows Sports Wrap.
Here she is from 92.9 Triple M in Perth.
The great state of Western Australia for her coveted Sports Wrap Monday morning. Now, I know where to start because I was up watching it. It kills me the time for the golf.
Oh, here we
go. In America, it's just no way around it. You're cooked for the day, basically. Tell us, US Open won and run, Torrey Pines, and the winner is...
Jon Rahm, which is a wonderful story, and he attributes it to positive thinking. Of course, this is the Spaniard who was basically tested positive to COVID just 2 weeks ago. We saw those heartbreaking scenes
live on TV.
He was six strokes ahead at the Memorial, and he had to pull out of that one. It was a record-breaking run. We all thought that maybe he wouldn't compete in the US Open. He comes in, he wins his maiden major, and he becomes the first Spaniard to win the US Open. So a 4-under par 67 in the final round to finish 6-under, one stroke ahead of Louis Oosthuizen. So well done, Jon Rahm.
Oosthuizen is quickly becoming known as a bit of a bridesmaid. He's come second now, I think, in six majors. Is that a choke? Would you call that a choke?
Look, when you're talking about the 76ers and the NBA playoffs, I think that is probably the word.
Good segue, Liz. Let's get into it. What's happening with our boy Ben Simmons? This is a huge story. I can't see this going away.
I feel for Ben Simmons right now. I'm going to say that. I know he's earning bucket loads of money to do what he does, but he has had an awful playoff series up against Atlanta. They've been knocked out in Game 7. He had just 4 shots for 5 points in Game 7. Wasn't taking shots in those really important moments. In fact, there was one key moment today where he did all the hard work, had the dunk, open shot, ready to go, and he dished it off. And that, his own teammate Joel Embiid has even said that was the turning point in the game. It ended up being one free throw for his teammate. He has copped it. His free throw shooting has been terrible all series long in the off season, in the postseason, sorry. And basically to the point that even Philadelphia fans were Bronx cheering when he would make a free throw. Now, I don't know about you, Mickey, but even in under 14 girls in Collie, I felt bad when I missed a free throw because I knew I'd have to do suicide drills at training the next day and my teammates were let down. So to have that sort of pressure on you in those sort of moments.
These guys are paid big coin. Massive put the coin. Ball into the net. Even his coach, I think, came out and said, I can't.
Doc Rivers.
I'm not sure I can see a future with us winning with him as a point. Jay Moore has came into me. You mentioned the fans narrowly. Your thesis is this, that Philly are the worst fans in the competition?
Philadelphia, one of the toughest sports towns in America with the worst fans in U.S. sport.
Now, is this personal theory or is this widely held?
CBS, you can Google this, CBS has done 9 times that Philadelphia fans have let themselves down. And I'll just give you four examples. Once, they beat up another team's mascot. They grabbed the mascot, pulled him into the stands, beat him up. They cheered.
Jay, were you the mascot? Is that what's happening here? Yeah.
I was not, Nez, but I think about that. They cheered a player's career-ending injury. The dude is terrible. Motionless on the ground, and they cheered. The players pleaded with the fans, stop. This guy is seriously hurt. They ignored the players and kept cheering. They threw batteries at a guy who ended up coaching the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson, when he was a player of an opposing team, they chucked batteries at him. Okay. And finally, they threw snowballs at Santa.
They threw snowballs at Santa.
That is going too far. You cannot throw snowballs at Santa.
What's your opinion, narrowly? Can he stay at Philly? Is it just best for everyone? Too much damage done.
It's almost, it looks like he's not going to be at Philly next year. He himself said post-game, I love being in Philly. I love this organization. The fans are great people. I had a bad series. I expect that criticism. It's Philly. We'll wait and see. I just really hope, Mickey, that he does play for Australia in the Olympics. He chucks on that green and gold and has an absolute blinder because people like Joe Ingles, Patty Mills, no one better to get him better in a better headspace.
And if he doesn't hit his free throws, I will boo him.
And if he does, you'll Bronx cheer him.
Maybe anyway. That's the way I roll. Narrowly, can you hang around? There's so much more to get through.
Narrowly Meadows with us. This is Malloy. Kitty Flanagan to join us in about 15, 20 minutes. Have you been paying attention? Mix on the show tonight, 8:40 Channel 10.
I mean business.
About
I've come
time.
To play.
You've got to pull your finger out, to be honest.
I beg your pardon.
Well, mate, you're often always the last to get a score.
Mate, I will burst out of the blocks tonight and go bonkers. I will tear it up. I'll tip Tom's podium over. Right. Punch him in the face.
Oh, that's
run off.
A bit too far.
Nearly Meadows is with us. Yes. Nearly, we were just talking about the fans and all the fans in America, and I was suggesting that it's not just Philly fans, but their resting position of most fans in stadiums is angry. Have you found that in your travels?
Mickey, I know I've told you this story before, but it is one of my favourites. And it was when I was living in the US and I went and watched the Atlanta Thrashers play in ice hockey. And obviously ice hockey is a very physical sport. And there was a boy that was in front of me that wouldn't have been older than 8. And his team were getting thrashed, Atlanta. And he stood up and he said, if you ain't going to win, at least beat somebody up. And it is still one of my favourite live sporting moments, even before the career that I've had. So hats off to that 8-year-old fan.
I think that's like the coach's speech at halftime in most of those games. No fans or fans at Tokyo. Mm. What is the go for the Olympics?
Well, there certainly won't be any overseas fans, in Tokyo. But look, we're waiting to see what will happen with this Olympic event. It is really unfolding in such a fascinating and bizarre way, isn't it? The person of Uganda's Olympic squad, who is the second team after some of the Aussies went over to arrive in Japan, has tested positive for COVID-19 on arrival. The competition obviously due to start on July 23. So that is a bit of a setback. They all were fully vaccinated. But also in Olympic news, Mickey, Usain Bolt has announced that he is a father to twins. Now he has named them Saint Leo and Thunder.
Thunderbolt,
ladies and gentlemen. And of course, they have a big sister already who is Olympia. No pressure, kids.
So they're twins.
They've got twins, St. Leo and Thunder, and an older sister, Olympia.
There you go. I remember when I was having twin boys, I wanted to go with Starsky and Hutch. I thought Starsky and Hutch, Milo and Otis, or Hamish and Andy. They were my... and if they were girls, Cagney and Lacey. Cagney, put Lacey down.
That's so good.
Hey, on to Aussie motorsport. Now, Mick Doohan was one of my favourite sportsmen of all time. He was an absolute champion.
He gave you a ride on the bike, wasn't he?
He did. I did a hot lap on the back of Mick Doohan's bike. Did you do a mono out of the blocks with you?
Mate, it was incredibly terrifying. That was like the definition of being terrified. The first lap. The second lap was great fun, but he pulled a wheelie and I was not ready for that at all.
I got on the back, he pulled a wheelie and I wasn't sure if he meant to or it's just my weight. I go, hang on a second, I don't know how I like this. That is, we get asked to do a lot. You get opportunities to do a lot of different things, but I've never been more excited than being on the back of Mick Doohan's bike at Phillip Island.
And 270K an hour.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not bad. But good news, because there's a dynasty. Mm.
There certainly is. His son, Jack Doohan, obviously Mick is a legend, but his son has won his first race in Formula 3 in France. So congratulations to wonderful. Jack Doohan. Yeah. And in the F1 and the Aussies, well, Dan Ricciardo has had his equal best result for McLaren so far. He finished sixth at the French Grand Prix for McLaren. Hopefully a turning point for him. He certainly felt a lot better afterwards, but his teammate Lando Norris still finished ahead of him in fifth. Max Verstappen won the French Grand Prix and has a 13-point lead in the title race ahead of Lewis Hamilton now.
So, Mick Doohan also got kicked out of the Honey Pot, which is a strip club in Darwin. Now, anyone...
Were you there that night?
No comment. All I say is this. Anyone who can get themselves kicked out of a strip club in Darwin has done something
That's
wrong.
That's a good point, actually.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. He's a good bloke.
Well, I kind of like the little segue you've given me here between sports stars and inappropriate conduct, maybe misinterpretation and those sort of things. Yes. Because there was a cracking story in recent days, Mickey.
Yes.
A story about an on-field incident in English rugby. It was picked up by a US website. Fair to say they didn't quite grasp that the term hooker is a position in union. It led to the headline that read, Leicester Tigers prostitute charged by RFU after Bristol incident.
Even Bristol's is a euphemism. That is one of my favourites. That's a good one to go out on, Nez. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks,
say hi
guys.
To everyone over there in WA for us.
Will do.
92.9 Triple M rockin' Perth. That's Narrowly Meadows. Song Whisper Up in a moment. Then it's Kitty Flanagan. It's Malloy, Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Break out the tissues. We've got another Suki Lala. Someone new has gone the blub.
Oh, who?
That person is Dangerous Dave, who on his birthday celebration show, which was last Friday, not his actual birthday because he didn't come to work on his birthday.
It was a gazetted holiday.
Why we then turned an entire show over and celebrated it when it wasn't your birthday is still beyond me. And yet you still... managed to tear up and go the blub.
I didn't go the blub.
When we played you a testimonial from, who are they?
Kevin and Bean, long-standing okay, breakfast show. They're my radio heroes.
I know what they mean
They're my sort of Bill Murray to your comedy. Like they're my Mount Rushmore.
And Whitney had organised them, came in and played a grab. You didn't realise that was going to happen.
Shocked.
And then well, shocked and then blubbed like a babe.
I don't think I did.
Let's go to the audio tape.
Stop it. And I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
Well, yeah.
He's like, here comes the water next, Dave.
That means a lot. I'm not crying. Stop it. See? I didn't cry.
Just play the start again, Dave. Listen to his voice.
Okay. And I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to. Hearing that back, it's really awkward, isn't it?
Well, there it is. Terrible. That's the blub.
Yeah.
Have you guys got some feedback, have you? Or?
Well, we had after Dange went the blub, we had Glenn Robbins.
Oh, my God.
Because it was a New York theme, because Dange wanted to spend his 50th in New York seeing Billy Joel. And
that
unfortunately,
was the plan.
Because of the
COVID.
Pandemic, we can't travel. So we brought a little bit of New York to Dange.
That's right. Yeah, there's pizzas everywhere. Yeah. There was someone dressed as a hot dog. I don't know why.
And Glenn Robbins came in as the naked cowboy.
Did he ever?
There's a Times Square. Yeah.
It's a Times Square institution. You go there. He's in underpants, cowboy boots, a cowboy hat, and a guitar.
That's it.
Tidy whiteys.
Yep. Yeah. So a lot of feedback on the Malloy Instagram. Peter Dunn should have got him to paint some pictures with his old fella.
Like in Fisk.
Well asked, Kitty. When she comes.
Andrew McCarthy, he's a well-hung cowboy.
Like a well-hung.
Yeah. Time to hit the road. This is from Whelan 76. Happy birthday. I was laughing all the way home listening to you guys. That's from Bev's Turning and Burning. Mm. And Michelle Laurie, I'd be happy with that package just quietly.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Well,
by the way, all those photos are on our Facebook page as well and the Instagram.
We're going to go and have a look at Glenn Robbins.
There's more. Kylie, yes, triple exclamation point. I'll have a naked cowboy, Glenn. Mm. And then Suze Gags. He'll get his kid off at any opportunity.
That's true.
And that is true. It is
absolutely true, but he's a good sport and he did it for you.
Thank you, Glenn.
I'm just clearing my throat. I said I was overwhelmed by the love and support of everybody on Friday. So thank you.
It took me a lot
you
of
did?
Organization.
Well, I loved your poster too. Mick Malloy's 50th birthday bash, and in small brackets down the bottom for Dangerous Dave.
Things I do for you. All right, let's get into it.
With Jay, the song whisperer.
Yes. All right.
A man wants to know if his perception is the same as another's. Are they similar? Are their memories aligned? Or is there some sort of mental parallax error? While the question is in present tense, the origin is anchored solidly in the past.
Oh, you've done my head in. It's like it's like Inception.
Oh.
Parallax.
Or Tenet. Oh, have I given it away?
No, you haven't.
Rhinestone Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
Oh, Glenn Campbell.
It is not Glenn Campbell.
What are you doing? Dave, have a guess.
I'm trying to think. While the question is in present tense, the origin is anchored in the past.
Mm.
Is it like Here I Go Again by Whitesnake?
Oh, it's very Triple M.
Well,
it is.
Am I right? It's not Whitesnake. Sorry, Dange.
133353, get involved.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Gonna be a beauty not far away. Kitty Flanagan,
awesome,
who appears tonight on Have You Been Paying Attention, is in the house.
You're on it tonight too.
I am going to throwing haymakers.
All about time.
I will. Good luck catching me.
Really?
Kitty looks intelligent, but I'm not. Jury's out. She's got glasses.
Oh,
and
I see.
Librarian style good looks.
Yeah.
But
what do you
not
have?
Sure
sort of
what's
sort
under
of
the bonnet.
Right,
okay. I mean, me.
Yeah, what are you? You're sort
excuse
sort
me.
Of gruff and
Dutch
sort
of humanities.
Well,
yeah. It wasn't a strong academic school. Katie's going to join us in just a moment. We've got a chick flick alert too.
Oh, right,
that's going to be coming up. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Jay, the song whisperer.
Gee, the phones went early and they went hard.
Yeah.
That usually doesn't go well for you.
No.
But let's have the synopsis again.
Okay, a man wants to know if his perception is the same as another's. Are they similar? Are their memories aligned? Or is there some sort of mental parallax
error? Doing my head in.
What's a parallax?
I mean, you're looking at it from different the angle.
All right.
I mean, so it could be a mistake there. Mm-hmm. While the question is in
what's
present
the
tense,
between
the
a
origin.
Simile, oh, don't and, go.
We're moving on from English lessons.
Oh, it still sits
on
up, bro.
I was
sorry,
wrong.
Start again.
I was wrong. I got that one wrong.
Right. Thanks, a big man.
The question is in present tense.
Start at the top.
Start at the top. A man wants to know if his perception is the same as another's. Are they similar? Are their memories aligned? Or is there some sort of mental parallax error? While the question is in present tense, the origin is anchored solidly in the past.
Does he see dead people? Is it like, is he a ghost?
Like Bruce Willis.
Oh, spoiler alert.
It's like 20 years old, if not longer.
No, man. Someone was going to go the home statue, and blow the dust off DVD later.
No.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ghost, Andy's on the line. Andy, what say
hello,
you?
Hello, Melbourne. How are we doing?
Yeah, good. What are you thinking?
I'm hoping it's going to be Metallica and song Memory Remains.
I can't see us playing... That's a good song.
Oh, man.
It's a great song.
I would love
it. It used to be
my
karaoke song.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Memory Remains.
That and Islands in the Stream.
That's quite the combo.
Back to back. Sadly, Andy, not correct.
Bad luck, Andy. Darren's on the line. Darren, what are you thinking?
Hey, guys. I'll have a stab and say Cold Chisel's Flame Tree.
What? We'd play that.
Wow. About a guy who... What is it?
That one's got me stumped.
What's the connection, Darren? You just think it's the type of song we'd play?
I think it might be wrong.
I'm almost positive you're wrong. Song Whisperer?
He's wrong.
Oh.
Just tell us your thinking, Darren. What were you thinking?
Obviously, wrong.
Yeah. Doesn't want to go into
he
it.
He just went for it. He thought, you know what, that's flame trees. I'm calling up.
Calling it up.
He took a chance.
I duke him. I admire his confidence.
All right, case of Brick Lane draft.
Well done. Janet's on the line. Janet, hey, what are you thinking?
Hello, everybody. Officially, happy birthday, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Jan.
It was last week.
No.
Yeah, I know. But
stop banging on about it. did you see you cried on air? I didn't cry.
And I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
All right, Janet, what's your song? What are you thinking?
Do you see what I see? Hunters and Collectors.
Oh.
Hang on. A man wants to know if his perception is the same as another's.
Do you see what I see?
Are they similar? Are their memories aligned?
Correct.
You got it,
Janet.
Janet's got it.
I only won.
You got it. And let's get it on right now. A case of Brick Lane draft available at Dan Murphy's on its way to you.
A little something from the prize cupboard.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you bet. We'll look after you. All right, Kitty Flanagan going to join us next. It's Malloy Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Hey, Kitty Flanagan's joining us right now on Have You Been Paying Attention? 8:40 tonight on Channel 10 with Mick Malloy on the show tonight as well.
It's going to be a ding-dong, drag him out, no frills special.
It's the best show on TV,
we're
by the way.
We're great friends, but I put the blinkers on.
Got heated.
Ooh,
really? Stuff going down.
It was hard to come in today.
It's hard.
So I've got to put that behind me and move on.
A bit awkward. All right.
It's going to be a load of fun, and I'll be beside myself, sitting beside the key cast of Fisk, which is yourself, of course.
Yeah.
And Sam, you were on our show, and do you put up? Do you mind if we just segue into a bit of Fisk at the moment? You're telling me about the whole process of casting.
Yeah, yeah.
How I cast the entire series. I did cast to type. No. So, you know, lovable rogue went for Marty. You know, and then a shonky lawyer who eats a lot of snacks, Dave O'Neill. And then we needed an asshole, Sam Pang.
There you go. Of course, you're lucky to get Sam because he's so busy these days.
Oh, no. Celebrity Apprentice he's been on. I think he's the new Bachelor as well, isn't he?
Really?
God, he'll do anything.
He'll be in the jungle for sure. I call him now as reality TV star. He should put that on his memoirs.
He introduced himself, I think, on Celebrity Apprentice as comedian. Well, that's pushing it a bit, isn't it?
Maybe in the old days. So you needed an arsehole. It was him. How'd you go with Glenn Robbins? Tell me about your choice of Glenn. You knew you did someone to paint with their penis.
And obviously we needed someone where their brush, shall we say, would actually reach the canvas. We auditioned a few people. The brushes came up short. So we said, yours isn't touching the canvas there, and we can't get it any closer, mate.
That's a bit like finger painting or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that was good. And I asked you about the process, and it was quite hurtful. this came out, and when I heard this live on air, it was everything I could do not to burst into tears. But here you are explaining how you got the cast.
Yeah.
Basically, it was shot during lockdown. Everyone was sitting around with nothing to do. I got everyone I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, kidding.
You were busy. You got kids.
We were in lockdown. You said we were in lockdown.
You were homeschooling, I'm sure.
Well, if hypothetically,
how old are your kids now?
Well, they're twins, and one's 8 and one's 12. I don't know. Is that bad parenting?
Mentally, right. One's 8, one's 12.
Right, what do you say to me? So you go, haven't your boys been 8 for 3 years now?
I feel like every time I ask you, they're just not moving on.
Fred Buster and Lenny Walter. Look,
they're stunted
champions.
Yeah, we better hurry up because they're in the car out
there. Oh, come on!
And we've got to keep this.
We've got to keep the windows up because of COVID.
So that's right. Yeah, right. I'm not
keep
an animal.
Them safe.
But
keep them safe.
Fair's fair. So, before we get on to have you been paying attention, so Fisk, another series,
gotta
surely.
Be. Gotta from, be.
We're writing it, whether good. They film it or not. And, you know, the good thing is we'll have the scripts. I'll come in and just read them out on air. You can take a roll.
Dave's in it as well.
We'll all just read it out.
Middle-aged radio announcer, I'm your guy.
Well, we had a birthday for Dave on
Friday.
And your birthday was when?
Thursday.
He's milked this. And then burst into tears.
It's a festival of Dave,
thank
is it?
You, kid.
Did you hear him?
I heard
tears?
You got a bit sensitive, but I don't know what it was about.
I don't want to play to Kitty. You're embarrassing. And I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
Well, yeah.
Who were you talking to?
They organised these radio heroes of mine from LA. They're the big-time radio guys, and they did a little speech for me, and then they played that, and I was very surprised and shocked and
then did they tell you it was just a celebrity impressionist? It's very easy to do on radio.
No, that's true.
We've got this special guest.
Yes, <that's right. laughs>
Sounds
well,
like.
Here's the truth. So we were originally going to do Dave's birthday in New York
because
Dave's a huge fan of Billy Joel. We're going to go to Madison Square Garden. We're going to do the whole thing. COVID hit.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it. But so we had a New York theme, but we thought it'd be great if we could get Billy Joel to record something.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you see where this is going. So he goes, we can't get Billy Joel. I go, get a Billy Joel impersonator. And the Billy Joel impersonator goes, nah.
Wow.
All right. Hey, when we come back, more Kitty Flanagan.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan in studio. Kitty is back on stage doing what she does best, solving the world's problems. All of them get involved. Blue Mountains Theatre this week, June 24, 25 and 26.
That's a hot
spot. Civic Theatre in Townsville, July 1 and
hot
2.
Hot spot.
Cairns Performing Arts Centre, July 9 and 10. Then in Surfers Paradise, Lismore, Caloundra and Newcastle, Toowoomba. KittyFlanagan.com. Get your tickets. Don't miss out.
I love to hear that you're on the road, that you're out there doing your thing. Yeah. It's nice to know you're... It's doing a lap around Australia, entertaining the rank and file.
It's on till it's not, Mick. It's on till it's not.
Yeah. Do you have to choose your gigs wisely these
days?
Mate,
there's no point. You just got to say, I'm coming. If I don't get there that day, I'll come next week or the week after.
Denise Scott has been plugging a gig she's been doing in Currumbin for 8 months on this program.
Since last year.
She goes, no, I'm going to Currumbin with Nath Valvo. And then it gets called off. And then it's 2 months later she comes on and plugs it. It's 200 seats. I said, if it ever is, it gets up, I want to go. I want to be in that audience. They'll be the most prized seats in Australian comedy. You've also got your podcast, The Junkies, you do with Dave O'Neill, who we love. You discuss snack foods. Is that fair? How do you describe it?
Oh, we do the sweet and salty snacks. I don't do the junk food like the burgers and the chips, but we do all the lollies and the chips.
What are you ranking at the moment? What are you rating?
Well, we did Big Red Frogs versus Little Red Frogs versus raspberries. Big Red Frogs came out on top.
They did?
No, just hands down the winner.
Snakes? Yeah.
No question. Snakes come in, they don't really compare.
Right.
Yeah. They're a different thing.
Jesus, Dave.
They're the same thing.
You're comparing apples with oranges there, Dave. You don't know your snack foods there.
Obviously.
You know your food. Why aren't you on Celebrity MasterChef?
Oh,
it's calm out.
Didn't get the tap. I thought for a moment maybe it's because I wasn't enough of a celebrity. Then I saw who they picked and I went, okay, that wasn't the reason. All right, so that's not why I haven't been picked. But I had a grand plan too. I had a vision to change that show up. Well, you know, everyone always goes on there and how many people have we seen cook dessert?
Right.
Week after week, I'm the dessert king, I'm the dessert queen, I'm the dessert princess, whatever. I want to go on and do soup.
Okay.
But every time. Like, what are you doing, Kitty? I'm doing soup. It's like, what's in the mystery box? Oh, it's a duck. It's this. Is that, what are you making? It's duck soup.
Duck soup today?
Yeah, just whatever's in that mystery box, that's my soup.
Have you got a ladle?
Mm.
You better. I'll just have a ladle, a blender, and a pot, and they'll come over, and I'll just be there old school, serving it up. One week I might make gruel, just like
make gruel?
If I've got the immunity pin, I just go, yeah, I'm going to make gruel this week and then I'll just play my immunity pin. Make them eat it as well.
What about prison soup? Like, it's prison soup. That's a big pot and a ladle.
What's in prison soup, well, Nick? You sound like you're speaking from experience.
You get used to it.
Isn't
after
it porridge?
A while.
Don't they serve a lot of porridge in prison? Yeah.
Anything that you can ladle, yeah. So they don't need utensils.
It's got to be slopped.
It's got to be slopped out onto a plate.
Scoop. I did a gig in a prison once, and I turned up on the day where they had it was a special barbecue, so everybody was handed a steak knife. Wow. Like, they were all handed one, like, for the barbecue. Yeah. It was like, does this really have to be the day that I'm in the prison? You've basically given everybody a shiv and just gone, in you go, Flanagan.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, we're missing knife number 39, didn't come back after lunch. And I'm just up there with it in my ribs.
I love it. Hey, so we talked about Fisk. We'll get another series of Fisks up. Have you been paying attention tonight?
Alex,
how do you think you're going to go? Do you think?
Well, I think you had some odds, didn't you, from one of the betting houses?
I'm at $10. You're at $7.50.
Really?
So people think that you are more likely to win than me. Have you ever won?
I have. In 5 years of doing that show, I have not won a single time.
I don't think
I've ever cracked triple digits.
Really?
I think 90 is my highest score
ever.
Have you
won? Oh, you haven't.
I think I won in 2015. I still have the trophy.
6 years ago.
I pop it on the mantelpiece when the ladies are around.
Press
to see
ladies.
If that can't impress them.
I've never ever won it. I just don't watch the news, and every week it comes around. And I go,
"What a show!"
And I go, "I should have. I really should have watched the news this week."
It dawns on you, just Tommy says.
Well,
all right. Well, it's always fun. You're always good. Can't wait.
Sam Pang, Alex Ward, Kitty Flanagan, Mick, Ed Cavalier tonight, 8:40, Channel 10. Well done, Kitty.
Thanks
Kitty.
This is Malloy on Triple M
for the drive home. This is Malloy.
Alert! Abort cinema! Abort cinema! Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning! This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Wow, this is a Category 5. Listen to this. Robbie Williams' biopic, Better Man, to be filmed in Melbourne as part of an $80 million deal to inject money into our film industry. Yeah.
Oh, it's not a chick flick alert.
Yeah, a bunch of guys. Hey, let's go watch the Robbie Williams biopic.
What are you talking about?
Oh, by the way, welcome aboard, Whitney.
We
just charged into the studio.
I beg your pardon.
Well, what happened? What do you mean? That's a chick flick.
It is.
I mean, first of all, is he big?
No.
That he needs a biopic at this point of his life?
No, I don't. But my point is, if it's not a chick flick, what band was he in?
Take That.
You say I was more of a Gary Barlow. I always thought he was the engine room.
You know a lot about boy bands, though, don't you?
Because yes, mate. I wrote a film on them.
It was research.
No, I remember going to JB Hi-Fi, going up to the counter with Take That, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys and Westlife CDs. And the guy just looking at me going, okay. Just doing some research. And then I left them on my coffee table while I had the boys around watching the footy. And you could just see them clock them.
Hang on.
It just started shifting uncomfortably.
I thought he was more of a Zeppelin guy.
Now, who went along to see Take That, Whitney?
Oh, probably women.
Women and maybe a small percentage of gay guys.
Yeah, that's very true.
There's your Take That audience.
True. Yeah. And do you know what?
So who's going to go to the movie?
Yeah, women are. And do you know why women are going to go to the movie? Because Robbie Williams, I mean, I know I'm going to sound desperate here, but Robbie Williams.
More desperate. Extremely.
Is a bloody sexy guy. He is sex on a stick, that
There's
man.
Only a couple of us who have that kind of magnetism with the ladies. And Robbie, he trips your trigger?
Absolutely. I think it's his arrogance, his confidence. You know he's slept
arrogant.
Around.
Confident?
Yes and yes.
That's true.
He's gone grey, though. He's, you know, he's...
Yeah, well, I like a little bit of grey.
He's going to be, rooting, isn't it? Isn't that all he did for 20 years?
I think
take drugs and shag?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of the appeal, though. But also, do you remember, I don't know if you remember this, remember the Channel V days and Yumi Steins used to host Channel V?
Yes.
And they were live on TV and he just grabbed her and pashed her and they had this huge pash session on Channel V.
Oh, that, I hope that scene's in the movie.
I was like, lucky bitch.
Do you think that scene's in the movie?
I hope so.
I saw Robbie Williams, so when he went solo, he came out to Australia, did a show in Melbourne just for radio stations. I was just the DJs. I think Dan Bradley was there that night, the boss. And we got to see Robbie perform like in front of 20 people, it would have been.
That would have been incredible.
That was amazing.
Did you squeal?
No, I didn't squeal.
Really? Because you cried on air yesterday.
I did.
You cried like a baby.
Bull crap.
It was Friday.
So Robbie Williams, do you think this will be successful?
I reckon it will. He's coming to Melbourne.
Because he was notorious for just like sex parties, wasn't he? He'd have orgies with like eight women in the same bed.
Yeah, and I just, I don't know why I remember this. I just remember like I've read multiple stories from different women that have publicised the night they slept with Robbie. Like he said it was okay for them to make money off it.
Mm.
But he's coming to Melbourne for it and the director... You'll love this.
Okay.
The director is the same director from who made The Greatest Showman.
Oh, my God. Chick flick alert. This is terrible, guys.
You've been warned.
You have been warned.
Abort, abort.
Do not go. Who's your favourite boy band?
Ooh.
You're a Westlife guy, I reckon. You look like
Backstreet Boys for me.
Yeah,
I would say.
Or Five. If you're getting down, baby. Oh.
All right. This is just okay. Please leave. Please leave.
This is Malloy.
The Robbie Williams biopic.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to SportsBet with mates. It's group betting made better. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. What a weekend.
Bet
for
with
Team
mates
Malloy
is a winner. We have absolutely cracked it big time.
Yeah.
Treasurer, yes. Treasurer's report. What were we? You were very nervous and sweaty in here.
Yeah, we were sort of bubbling around the 190 mark in our kitty, and I urged a little bit of restraint.
And we ignored you.
Yes,
as
and
usual.
Unfortunately for me, it has paid off with a win on the horse at Wits End, race four at Ipswich on Saturday.
Thank you.
How much?
We have won a total of $837.50.
Malloy!
High excitement in the camp.
Oh, wasn't
We've
there?
Been texting each other all weekend. That Wits End has romped home. We had an each-way bet, $25.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It snaffled us about $600.
Yep, and then a little bit on the win as well. Didn't know what an each-way was. I needed to clarify that. With our,
what do you mean?
I just had to go to JR, executive producer, and just confirm what an each way was.
Can we sack him? What's the democracy in the Bet with Mates camp?
He's a good treasurer. He's good at what he does.
Is it has to be unanimous? Can it be majority rule? What is it?
I will say, on the day that we placed this bet, you said, let's go all in. We've only got $197, and James said no.
You said no,
yeah.
And then you even ummed and ahed when I said 25 each way.
Yeah.
But now I understand you didn't know what
I was
talking about.
Didn't know what he meant.
Now, this was brought to us by Monkey, your dad.
Yes, Monkey Plowman, well done.
Well done, Monkey.
He has won a lot of people money. I've had listeners message me.
How much money did he win?
Nothing. He didn't put any money on it.
Oh, Monkey, the cardinal sin.
I know. I won $335. My mate Brody put $100 to win, won just shy of $2,500.
Wow. Well,
you know the prevailing policy, of course.
What's that?
Well, you give Monkey a sling.
So you carve. Bloody way.
No, you do. You carve off like 10% or something like that.
You're a
bad daughter. You're a bad.
I only won $300.
I'll
it wasn't 30 mil.
If you sling him 30, you give him 10% or something.
And wait, I mean, you're currently living with Monkey.
That's true.
Not paying
and
any
not paying rent.
I am paying rent. Thank you.
Right. Take it easy.
I'd like to wager that tonight there's a fight. This is gold. Where are we going? What's on for
a
we're on a roll.
What do we do?
We're on a roll. Let's go. UEFA. What's happening in UEFA?
All right. Okay. So Denmark, who we've had some trouble with of late, is up against Russia.
I'd love to bet against Denmark.
Oh, okay. Well, they're the favourites against Russia at $1.72.
Yeah, they were favourites against Finland too before old matey went and belly flopped on the pitch.
Can't help that.
That's
a medical episode. You died on the field.
Whatever.
Russia.
We got a lot for that.
Russia is at $4.75 to win, or a draw at $3.80.
Okay, $50 the draw.
Yeah.
and $50 on Russia, and that way we'll stitch up those.
You really don't like Denmark. You really don't like Denmark.
I don't like them.
Because the guy died on the field. This is what you do. You set it up either with your app or on the desktop. Your bet's with mate. You click on that, and groups can be as small as two people with no limit on the maximum number of people. You can be a member of up to 10 groups as well.
You'll get paid out evenly.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Is Austria playing?
Okay, Austria, $3.90 to Ukraine at $3.40 or a draw at $1.95.
No, I think we'll just stick with Denmark at the moment. We're going to stick with that. That's our bet. We'll find out tomorrow. We are in the money.
Sports bet with mates. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1-800-858-858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
We are done and dusted, mate.
You're on the TV tonight. Have you been paying attention? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Channel 10.
I am going to crush Sam Pang like an ant. I feel like I could win tonight.
I feel like you and him are like at odds at the moment. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, is everything okay? He wasn't on the show last week on the front bar.
He's too busy on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, well, that's what he was with Ross.
Unbelievable.
I can't do it all.
I'm working too hard. Next thing you know, hobnobbing over there at 9.
Is he working
out? He'll be in the promo next. He'll be in that promo getting vaccinated.
Oh, you will too. Is he working out? Has he got the guns and the pecs? He is.
I mean, he's on the steroids.
He's on the roids.
Yeah.
Sam Pang.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a Asian Hulk. Hey, who's on tomorrow?
On this show tomorrow, hey, speaking of Celebrity Apprentice, runner-up Ross Noble will be joining us.
Oh,
it's always nutty when he comes in as well. So that'll be tomorrow. Later in the week, we've got Jim Jeffries, who's out of quarantine, Dave O'Neill, Adam Rosenbarks as well. That's all to come this week. Check that, Channel 10, 8:40. This is Malloy, Triple M.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast for Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. It's group betting made better, and you can easily switch between your personal account and the group account. Jump on the Sportsbet app today and check it out. Start your group, bet together, share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.